So I'm here today with Erica Gibbons, and she is a student in my technology and language revitalization class. So I'll have her introduce herself.
In Hunkaminam, Antha Erica, Tlitsin at Tulanto, I Tanishqualuins Kwitsnala. I just said, my name is Erica, I'm from Toronto, and my inner feelings are very happy to be here.
Great, thank you. So tell me a little bit about what your particular interest is in regards to the class, language revitalization and multimedia technology.
Well, language revitalization is the term that really brought me into this class. It's a really important aspect of my personal educational experience. My exposure to the Musqueam community and their efforts to make sure that their language is passed on. And so for me, the technology was just a little piece because I'm quite technological in the sense that, you know, I can use an iPad, I can use a computer, but I haven't really thought of it in terms of bringing language together, mm-hmm. you know, the two coming together. But at the same time, the two are completely interlinked. You know, Technology has invaded every single community, you know, that I've ever been exposed to, and why not use it to the best of their, you know, to take advantage of it. And it's been a personal learning experience for myself in how to bring the two together and find a happy medium. You know, all those things that we've been discussing in class with, you know, if it can be a good thing, what are the negative aspects of it? But I think it can be a good thing to bring the languages back to use.
So in the class, we're required to do several multimedia projects. And tell me some of the projects that you're working on and or have implemented with maybe the community and maybe developed with the community.
Well, as part of the end of semester projects that we have to do for the Hunkaminam class, it started off kind of not as a joke, but just as a, hey, we should write a song. And so my friend Jamie and I, we got together and we wrote a song in Hunkaminam about a bear. And just learning to speak the language. And, of course, we were still learning, so the grammar was questionable. But we played it at the community potluck. And I was a little apprehensive because it was my first real experience in an Aboriginal community with the community and everybody watching how we've interpreted their culture and their history. And I was a little nervous to see how the elders would react. And it was just overwhelming. They loved how we interpreted it. They loved how we presented it. They loved our enthusiasm, and they really took that as, you know, we care about the situation they're in. And so we wrote another one for 102 and then 201, and every single time we have intentions of recording it, Dr. Shaw has connections with recording studios, and I'd like to write a couple more and then put together a CD and use it in the community, because they love it.
That sounds great. I know awesome. I was there last Christmas for the potluck, and...
Yeah,
heard your song. So
that was
really
the best one we've written so far. I think that last one it was just more succinct than the other ones. You know, the other ones are kind of abstract ideas, and this was very much like a process of, because our language skills had developed, so we were able to create a story rather than just kind of putting words together because they sounded okay. And you know, that it was definitely we're very proud of that last one that we did.
So are some of the songs that you created, or are those projects that you're working on in this particular class?
I've actually taken that last one about gathering traditional food and fishing and, you know, trying to really focus on Musqueam culture and what's in their environment. And I've actually interpreted that into my book that we're writing. I've changed it up a bit, and I would like to rework the song to go with the book, but it's definitely influenced what I'm writing for this class, and the imagery I'm using in my art was, you know, I really tried to focus on what it looks like down at Musqueam today, and so I'd like to reflect that in the work that I'm putting together.
Great. And so the work that you do... You would like to for that to go back into the community. And
absolutely.
You're working with the community to make sure.
Absolutely. I'm still working with Marnie Point. I have a couple grammar questions. Yeah. I want to make sure that, you know, the language is accurate and the place names I'm using, you know, where they collect berries, like that I'm not using the wrong place name. that it's somewhere where they would actually go to collect and where they do go to collect these berries. And
So my last question, what role does multimedia technology have in Indigenous language revitalization? I know you spoke about some projects that you've worked on, but sitting in this class and, you know, through some of our discussions, what role do you think it has for communities?
I think it can play a really vital and interesting role in that it's kind of this collaboration between technology that's come out of, you know, non-Indigenous communities that Western communities and Western cultures have developed, but that I truly think they can be really beneficial in terms of, I mean, basic recording. You know, if you have elders that you need to record, you know, just in its most basic form. But I remember that one about the Australian community who's creating that mapping technology to map the land. And we had a really, not heated, but an interesting debate about, you know, whether or not that's good. If it's enabling somebody to take the land but still have a connection. And I kind of took the perspective of it enables people who don't have access to that land to discover who they are and use it as a jumping point for maybe really understanding who they are as Indigenous people, getting to know their identities. And I think that it's a fabulous new thing that can be really incorporated to help communities preserve who they are.
Great. So. Well, thank you very much, Erica, for your time.
Hai chika.
Mahalo.